Hello, and welcome to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Christina Michelle Patterson, and this episode of Juno Afternoon is part of a collaboration between the Black Awareness Association of Juno and KTOO. The last few Thursdays, we've had the pleasure of hearing from some guests on the experience of growing up Black in Juno, the importance of literature written by Black authors, and making that literature accessible in our schools, parts one and two. And most recently, we discussed the far-reaching damage of stereotyping people of color in last Thursday's show. Some of our upcoming topics are going to include the influence of Black music in our country, a review of staple products we use every day created by Black inventors, and we have a lot more informative topics coming to you. So we really do hope that you'll keep tuning in. Today, I'm going to share some thoughts with you on the topic of judgment, and I've titled this Three Ways to Heal from Judgment. As we're facing many challenges in the world and in our country, there are a lot of opportunities to pass judgment every single day. Some of the opportunities are around issues like the global pandemic, in which people are judging each other's decisions, the CDC, the president, the governors, leadership everywhere, churches and business leaders are being judged for being open or not open. We're judging each other for masking or not masking, and the list goes on. And then there's the ongoing racial uproar, and people are judging each other's position on supporting the Black Lives Matter movement or not. And I'm not even going to get into all the details about that. And then, of course, we have the presidential election, and people are judging each other's political views, which there's nothing new there. And on top of everything, we have the hurricanes in the South, we have the fires in the West, and all of this is just adding to the agitation that we're already experiencing. There are plenty opportunities and reasons to judge, and sometimes we even feel justified in our judgment. But research shows that too much judgment has a negative effect on our thoughts, emotions, and even our physical health. In this way, judgment prevents us from living a healthy lifestyle that's full of well-being, joy, and peace. So I want to talk to you about who we're judging, why we're judging, and ultimately share three ways to heal from judgment so that we can have a life that is full of more well-being, joy, and peace. To start, let's just define what judgment is. The classic definition is to form an opinion or conclusion about something. So I want to make it clear that in and of itself, a judgment is not a bad thing. We all have to make judgment calls, and we have to make those judgment calls every single day if we are going to stay safe. So I'm not talking about the judgment calls that are necessary, and we call those discerning judgments. So we have judgments that discern and we have judgments that discriminate. The discernment we need. We need to discern whether a neighborhood is going to be the right fit for our family to live in, or maybe whether a job is going to be the right job to take for our life and our lifestyle and our temperament. We need to discern relationships that we have and if people are safe or unsafe or a good fit to build a relationship with. We can even make discerning judgments around something as simple as whether the leftovers in the refrigerator are still good from 4 days ago. So those type of judgments are perfectly fine and in even necessary. But what I'm talking about for this show today is judgments that discriminate. The discriminating judgments are ones that look at things as black and white, good or bad, ugly or pretty, smart or stupid, moral or immoral. And these type of judgments are the ones that we want to work on letting go of because they're the ones that are pretty toxic, not only to others, but to ourselves. And at the end of the day, we can't change anything about what we're judging anyway. And so instead of putting all of that negativity and having all that stress and tension around the things that we're judging out there into the world, let's talk about how we can preserve our energy and let go of all of the unnecessary discriminating judgments and how that's going to help us to have a more peaceful life. To give a little perspective, I want to read an excerpt from an article on Psychology Today. The article is called Why Judging Others is Bad for You, and it's by Ruben Cottom, PhD. The article begins saying, "It was awful." That was the response I got after asking a friend whether they enjoyed a movie they just saw. "Awful?" I asked, wondering what could make something so definitively terrible. However, the answer to my fairly rhetorical question didn't matter as much as what I had just realized. I realized how much and how quickly we judge our life. Not just how much we judge our lives, but how much we fuse with our judgments. It is through this fusion that we make such definitive statements that leave little room for other people to share their experience. And I argue that the language we use to describe things easily becomes the same language we use to describe ourselves. I could have just as easily gone to that same movie and said, "Wow, that was the best movie." Does this mean that my friend is wrong? How could it be that the movie described as awful was the same movie I said was the best? Did we even see the same movie? One of us has to be wrong, right? The truth is that we as humans tend to fuse with our judgments and perceive them as reality. My friend judged the movie for what he thought it was instead of realizing that it was through his own perceptual lens that he made the judgment in the first place. Think about that for a second. So often what happens in arguments is that we fuse with our opinions. We fuse, meaning that we can't tell the difference between what our opinion is and what the reality is. And in the end, our perception becomes our reality. However, this is not a universal reality. We end up believing our thoughts, judgments, take our thoughts as facts. We believe that person is horrible. We believe the furniture is ugly. We believe the movie was awful. Instead of seeing our multitude of judgments as a perception or as a lens we put on situations, we see it as a truth. By doing this, we subliminally create a separation and a lack of acceptance of others' beliefs. So how does this lack of accepting others' beliefs have a negative impact on us? Well, I want you to think about the last time that you were judged. And think about the feeling that you experienced. Most people describe feeling isolated, ashamed, misunderstood, criticized, or demeaned. And when we judge others, we tend to end up being judged more ourselves. In addition to this, being too judgmental gives us a bad attitude. It increases our anxiety. It increases tension and stress. As a matter of fact, I was having a conversation with someone the other day, and for about 10 minutes straight, she told me all the things on Facebook that were causing her anxiety because these people didn't have the same opinions as her about the election, about the pandemic, about all the things happening in the world. And she said, "It's all I think about and all I focus on. And my tension and anxiety is just so high." So I'm guessing that she's not the only one experiencing this. A lot of us are constantly going back and forth with people about their opinion, our opinion, who's right, who's wrong. But at the end of the day, we can't change other people's minds or opinions. And so it's not worth the anxiety and the additional stress that it's putting on our body. Another side effect of too much judgment is anger. And anger is an emotion that's very hard on the body. When you think about being angry, you might notice that you get a lot of tension in your neck, in your shoulders, in your back. You might be clenching your fist or clenching your teeth. You might notice your heart rate going up or your temperature going up. And research shows that the physiological changes that happen in our body when we're angry puts a lot of stress on our heart, and it actually takes 20 to 30 minutes to calm down from being angry once the situation or that emotion passes. And so if you are putting yourself through this cycle of stress every day or multiple times a day, that ultimately is going to lead to problems for you physically and emotionally as well. Other side effects of too much judgment are strained or even broken relationships. Judging can also result in people being less likely to talk about what they're going through and to ask you for help when they need it in the future because of how they've observed you judging other people. And just as a aside here, at the beginning of the year when we had the Super Bowl halftime show, there was a lot of controversy around that show. Some people thought that it was very empowering to women and beautiful. Other people thought that it was inappropriate and overly sexualized. And something that I heard a minister say that I thought was wonderful on this topic was, parents, be careful how you are expressing your opinion about the actions of other people because your children are listening. And when they see you going off and being just completely intolerant of things that you don't agree with, then they are processing that. And what they're learning is, I can't talk to mom or I can't talk to dad about things that I'm afraid they're not going to agree with. I think that that's a really good example of strained relationships that come from our judgment and just looking outside of ourselves and seeing how it's affecting other people. Facebook fights are a rising thing these days. And, you know, again, it's just something that is causing a lot of stress for people to go on Facebook and read things that they don't agree with and then comment on every little thing. And it's a lot of stress on the body. And at the end of the day, unhealed wounds in yourself. There is a belief that those who judge others the most are actually the ones who are hurting from unhealed wounds. And so basically, let me rephrase that. What we judge the most in others are things that are unhealed in ourselves. So we're going to take a break here, but when we come back, I'm going to share three ways that we can explore our own hurt around the things that we're judging other people for and how we can heal from that judgment. We'll be right back. Welcome back. And if you're just tuning in, this is host Christina Michelle Patterson. And on today's Juno Afternoon, I'm talking about three ways to heal from judgment. In the first segment, I explained that with all the unrest going on in the world, there are a lot of opportunities to pass judgment on situations and people around us. I described the difference between judgments that discern and judgments that discriminate, how we tend to see our opinions as absolute facts, and how isolating and dangerous for relationships that can be. I also shared that what we judge others most harshly on is really an unhealed place within ourselves. So now I'm going to share three ways to heal our own wounds and refrain from judging others so unnecessarily. The first step is to bring some mindfulness to what you want to do. And I like to use the phrase, what gets measured gets managed. Because when we bring our attention to the quantity or the frequency of something, we have a much better chance of either increasing it, or in this case, we want to decrease it. So in this process, what you can do if you are good with keeping notes or using a journal and it's accessible to you throughout the day, you can just make a mark for every judgmental thought or comment you have. An easy way to do this is just using the 5-line system where you draw 4 lines and the 5th one, 4 short lines, and then the 5th one is a slash through the first 4, so you have like a bundle of 5 lines. And then you just keep track all throughout the day, and at the end of the day, you can tally up how many judgmental thoughts you had or judgmental statements you made. In the beginning, the goal is not to slow down your judgmental thoughts or statements. It's just to bring attention to how many of them you are having. Bringing that awareness to the frequency or quantity of your judgments is going to have a big impact later on when you work on decreasing them. Usually when we ballpark things, we either way overestimate or we tend to way underestimate. So this is going to be a really good way to get a good idea of exactly where you're starting off with your judgments. Another way that you can keep track of your judgmental thoughts or statements is to put a handful of pennies or dimes in your pocket. Let's say in your left pocket at the beginning of the day. And as you go throughout the day, every time you have a judgmental thought or make a judgmental statement, you're just going to move one coin from the left pocket to the right pocket. At the end of the day, you're going to count how many coins you have in the right pocket. And that's going to tell you how many judgments you made, unnecessary judgments you made during the day. This is a fun way that you can start to work on this. It doesn't have to be so, you know, stuffy or stressful. You can actually just accept that this is where you are and that's totally okay, and have a little fun with this exercise to change it. Okay. The next one is more in depth. It's going to require some self-reflection here. And it's four questions that you can answer to help to heal the underlying cause for the judgments that you make. So we turn the attention that we're giving to others to ourselves, and we answer these four questions. The first one is, what or who am I judging? I want you to be as specific as possible. What exactly am I judging? Who am I judging? And you can write out what you're judging these people for. It's best to write it. If you're not into writing, that's okay. You can talk out loud to someone or even talk out loud to yourself if it helps you. But you want to answer that question, what or who am I judging? The next question is, how does this judgment make me feel? As you're answering that question, I want you to really feel into your body and identify how you're feeling physically. Usually when we are experiencing judgment or judging someone else, if we really stop and pay attention to ourselves, we'll notice that there is a sensation in our body somewhere. Most people experience it in their head, in their chest, or in their stomach. For you, it might be in your back, or it might be tension you're holding in your legs or somewhere else. But just do a check-in with yourself. That's the beauty of doing this work, is that when we're passing judgment on others, it's all outward focused. And we want to start turning that around to look inward. The third question is, why do I feel so justified to judge? And you can answer that honestly and as thoroughly as you can. And then the fourth question is, what moment in my life caused me to feel justified? So here's an example of answering these four questions that I did with a client who had a lot of judgment around people protesting shortly after the death of George Floyd, and why they were protesting during the pandemic while we were still advised to practice social distancing. So answering the question, what or who am I judging? Her answer was people who are protesting during the pandemic. How does this judgment make me feel? Her answer was self-righteous, smarter than them, and guilty because I'm not protesting. It also makes me feel afraid of a spike in numbers, but it also makes me feel proud of them for taking such a strong stand. Why do I feel justified? Her answer was because we still don't know so much about the pandemic, and because we've been told that even though masking does help, we are advised to keep practicing social distancing. What moment in life caused you to feel justified in your judgment around this topic? Her answer was, any moment that I watched the news and heard that we are supposed to practice social distancing. Now, in this exercise, what she was able to recognize about herself was, under how does this judgment make me feel, she identified guilt and fear. She also identified that she was proud of the protesters for taking a stand and that she wanted to do so, but that her fear held her back. So after having that realization, it was much easier for her to then start to work on healing her guilt and her fear around her own actions and to stop looking at what other people were doing and judge them as good or bad. So hopefully that gives you an idea of how this exercise can be really helpful in shifting the attention off of others and more onto yourself to heal your own wounds or issues. The last way that we can heal from judgment is what I call cultivating compassion. And this is a very simple mantra that you can use or you can write out your own. But the one that I like is, I choose to see the light in you. The light in you is all I see. And basically, this is just an acknowledgement that whether you agree with someone or not, there is light in everyone. Some people's light is a lot brighter and easier to see, but everyone has something positive and good about them. And so when you make the statement that I choose to see the light in you and the light in you is all I see, then it starts to help you focus more on what's positive about that person and what they're doing and to shift the attention off of what you're focusing on that you don't like or that you're judging so harshly. You can make up your own mantra. You can make up a prayer. You can really have any statement that makes you feel better. But this is one that I find helpful and that many other people find helpful as well. You can also split this up. You can just say, I choose to see the light in you. Or you can just say, the light in you is all I see. I personally like to combine them. So you would just recite this mantra or whatever mantra you choose as often as you need to throughout the day. Whenever you catch yourself making a judgment or passing judgment unnecessarily, then you can just say your mantra and start to retrain and reprogram yourself to be a lot less judgmental. And in doing so, you'll find that you are just a lot calmer and more peaceful. And other people might start to notice that about you too, especially if you are very vocal about your judgments. So I'll recap really quickly. The three ways that we can heal from judgment are, number one, by bringing mindfulness to our judgment and remembering what gets measured gets managed. And so we want to start to count the number of judgmental thoughts or statements that we are making every day. Number two, answer the four questions: what or who am I judging? How does this judgment make me feel? Why do I feel justified to judge? And what moment in my life caused me to feel so justified? And finally, number three, cultivate compassion with a mantra of your choosing. And the one that I am offering here is, I choose to see the light in you, and the light in you is all I see. We're going to pause again right here and go to a quick break. And when we come back, I will just summarize what we've talked about again today and also let you know how you can get in touch with the Black Awareness Association of Juneau on Facebook or via email. Thank you, and we'll be right back. Hello, and welcome back. If you're just tuning in, this is host Christina Michelle Patterson. And on today's Juno Afternoon, I've been talking about three ways to heal from judgment. In this final segment, I'll go ahead and recap our discussion today. At the top of the show, I shared about how there are many opportunities for us to pass judgment on people and situations right now with things happening with the pandemic, with the racial tension and unrest that we're experiencing, and with the presidential election, as well as natural disasters that are happening all over the country. I also shared how too much judgment has a negative effect on our thoughts and our emotions and even our physical health. And finally, I gave some ideas on how we can redirect our attention instead of directing it outwards and focusing on what other people are doing. We can turn that energy and attention towards ourselves and focus on healing from the things that we tend to judge most often. And so three ways that we could do that is to bring more mindfulness to our thoughts and our actions. And we can do that by measuring our judgmental thoughts and our judgmental actions, and hopefully noticing our judgmental thoughts and actions decreasing over time. I also suggested four questions that you can ask yourself around why you're judging so harshly if you find yourself dealing with that. And finally, I shared a cultivate compassion mantra. You can use the one that I shared, which is, I choose to see the light in you, and the light in you is all I see. Or you can make up your own, or maybe a prayer, or anything that you feel is going to be helpful to help you to focus on the good in others more than the negative. Some of the resources that I used for today's show are the book Judgment Detox by Gabby Bernstein, the book The Seed of the Soul by Gary Zukav. You can also search Gary Zukav and judgmentalness on YouTube. He has been on the Oprah Show 36 times, and he has a lot to say about releasing judgment. And then I also shared an excerpt from Psychology Today, and the article was entitled Why Judging Others is Bad for You by Robin Cottom, PhD. Something else that you can look into if you would like to go further with this topic is the emotional freedom technique, or also called EFT or tapping, which is a wonderful way to reprogram your negative thoughts to be more positive. And unfortunately, I don't have time to go into it here on the air, but definitely take a look into it if it's something that interests you and that you think might be of help to you. So we're going to go ahead and close this show, and I appreciate the time that you have given to being here today. And we love hearing from you at the Black Awareness Association of Juneau. You can like us on Facebook and we can keep in touch there. And for those who have asked how they can make a donation and if Black Awareness accepts donations, the answer is yes. And you can contact us at junobaa@gmail.com for more information on that. I'm your host, Christina Michelle Patterson. And this has been a collaboration between the Black Awareness Association of Juneau and KTOO. We're here every Thursday afternoon and really appreciate this opportunity to share this time with you. Until next week, take care.